good morning.
Good morning.
There are a few of you on the call, and you didn't even get to hear each other clicking in. This is Cheryl.
I'm Shar. This is Lee from California.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
Working at it.
Working at it, yeah. That's life, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, good for you.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene, good morning to you. Down there in sunny Redding?
Yes.
Yes, we're getting rain in New York today.
Uh-oh.
Well, I think we needed it. I don't know when we've had rain. A little bit the other night. Not much up here. Pretty dry. Who else is with us?
Holly, strong.
Holly, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I have a little time, so I thought I'd...
Well, I'm glad you joined us. I got a new tip from Danny.
Oh.
I'll do in just a couple minutes here. Who else is with us?
Betty in Pittsburgh.
Betty, good morning. You're close by. We're going to be in Pennsylvania. I can't remember exactly where on the 10th for an event.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll have to find out. Remind me.
Okay.
Me to ask my husband exactly where it is we're going to be. So.
Okay, great. You is that on your way home?
Yes. Actually, on our way to Dallas for the rhythm, and that en route going home, yes, yes. Two stops. Okay, who else is with us? Don't be bashful, guys. We love to know who's on the line with us. Okay, well, the reason for this call is to deliver the most important information on nutrition and wellness products. Nutrition, the latest research, well, it's not new, actually, for the research on nutrition. It's decades, centuries, many, many, many years old, but it is referring to the plant-based diet that was discovered through a group of us by reading the China study. Discovered meaning that we saw the research to back it up instead of doing like I did in the 70s, and that was just trying to go vegetarian and then deciding that, well, organic meats and dairy and all that stuff would be fine if it was all started with the organic base. So anyway, that along with Nikan's incredible technologies that make our body more alkaline, now becoming buzzwords in the community, established only because Nikan did their homework and their research. Guys, beware, because there's lots of knockoffs out there. That doesn't mean that the technologies that are knocking off are working on the human body. Those people are doing all kinds of interesting things. So when you hear people saying, oh, yes, I've heard of that, and I'm using some I picked up wherever, just let them know that not all is equal when you look at things from the outside. So anyway, any others that have just joined us?
Hi, Sha, this is Dottie.
Dottie, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, and I bet you have points, too, and I didn't even ask for that here when we started.
Well, I did a number 9.
You did a number 9. Well, good for you.
But, you know, it's funny. We went out Sunday to a musical, and Saturday, I should say, and I ended up getting a hamburger, and I'm telling you, I paid for it for 2 days.
Your body just doesn't like some of those things. I found one thing that works really well for me, if you want to know my fast food deal, and that's a sub sandwich with a veggie patty in it. And whatever they make the veggie patty out of, it may not be the very cleanest in the world, but it definitely works for me. I have yet to have had an upset stomach from eating one of them. So I'm real, you know, it's kind of like I don't care when I'm out, because it never tastes as good as what we make at home, right, anyway.
Oh, right, yeah. The upside of it, the patty was very small. That was the upside.
That's good for you. That's good. Well, you know, it's not that it's going to kill you. It's just that when you suffer the consequences, you think, is it really worth grabbing it? And even when I do Asian food and some of those things, you know, they just, whatever they're using in a, doesn't always agree with me, even though it's supposed to be MSG-free and all of those kinds of things. So, guys, just realize that it, when you start reading your body signals, it really does like and know what's best for your system. So, anyway, anyone else? But thank you, Dottie, for the comment. Questions or comments? We're here to help you, especially the new people.
Char, I had to go off the call before the answer about the walnuts and baking them. Can you give me a quick synopsis of what you said? Is it worth it? Is it worth the trouble to do it? I mean, do you get more nutrients out of it or better taste? Or?
Well, boy, that wasn't me talking about walnuts and baking them. At least I don't recall. But, my take off the top of my head is anytime you process heat food, you're losing some of the nutritional value, but then sometimes it's gained by the flavor you're trying to get out of them by roasting them or toasting them. I do some of my nuts that way. I don't do all of them, and I don't necessarily do it when it even says it, but it just depends on what I'm trying to accomplish because it does draw a different flavor. But what was it in? Does someone else remember who it was that was commenting?
I don't know. It was a friend of mine that, you know, when she comes home with her bag of walnuts, she throws them right in the oven because she cook told her that it enhances the flavor, and so
well,
that's what she does. Yeah.
That would not be me. No, I would not do that. Occasionally I might toast nuts, just sometimes even in our skillet or in the oven, but... No, I wouldn't start out with all my nuts toasted or walnuts or anything else. Not at this point in my life, because I know the value of the natural oils before they're processed, and I keep all of mine refrigerated so they stay fresh.
Right.
Because of that. So, no, that wouldn't be my take.
No,
but I'm not going to argue if she likes the flavor of them that way. You know, that's a different story. So, but nutrient-wise, no.
Yeah, I didn't think it made any, you know, didn't enhance it, but
I remember hearing a while ago that even peanuts, you're better off not getting the dry roasted if you can find them raw.
I agree. Thanks, Nat.
Sure.
And thanks, Dottie. Yeah. True. True story. Okay, before any other questions or comments, I will give you one tip that my husband found. You know how we're so accustomed to, or maybe not anymore, most of us, but pancakes and waffles have to have some form of a syrup spread over them. And, of course, you know, the what you're using, even if it's the very, very best thing you can choose, still is very high count on sugar. Natural, if it's honey or maple syrup, of course, but still high count. Well, he found a great replacement. I started with using a mashed banana. I remember how you've heard probably Dr. McDougall and some of the people that work with him, choose what we have in its natural packaging and use it from that. Okay, a banana has a perfect package to mush it up and make it like a mashed fruit. All right, so the riper ones especially, and even the greener ones will mush up, and you can just roll it and kind of finger it right in the peel, and then split the end of it and squeeze it out onto your pancake or your waffle. And so the other day, he got the idea to take it once. Oh, and we were using a really, really thin spread, like you would spread it across with the knife flat, because I don't mound it up, peanut butter or a nut butter underneath it first, and then mush the banana on top. Well, he got the idea, my husband, the other morning, to grab the bottle of Siaga after you've spread the banana on and drip that over the top of it. Oh my goodness. Is that good? So now we have a new way of serving our pancakes and waffles, and I don't know how it could get any healthier, but if you get to overloading it like you do with syrup, or like you watch people do with syrup, I'm going to say you guys, you just need plate to not waste all those incredible antioxidants you're going to get out of the Siaga. So anyway, how does that sound to you? It is tasty. Try it, because it's a combination of a little bit of tartness that's in the Siaga and the very sweet ripe banana. So anyway, I was pretty excited. I was so excited that we're having waffles for the second time in, what, 2 or 3 days now, this morning, with a new recipe. So I'll let you know how that works out.
Siaga doesn't feel too runny?
Pardon?
Doesn't the Siaga feel too runny?
Well, no, not any more so than syrup is runny when it's warm. It soaks, you know, it's laying on top of the banana, so it doesn't soak into just one spot on the waffle is the way we're doing it, because we just spread the banana really thin over the top, and it makes a coating, and then you can move it around on top of the banana if you want it really evened out. We didn't bother. We just took a bite and soaked up some of the Siaga if it was on the plate, and that was it. Worked out great. And anyway, you guys try it the next time you're going to do waffles or pancakes.
And Denny came up with this one?
Denny came up with
it.
Whoa. He's really, I tell you, I kid you not, he is doing incredibly well with, since I came back from McDougal's 10-day workshop. So, you know, which reminds me, I want to hear from you guys on that are going through the maximum weight loss. Where are you in it, and what are you getting out of it, and what changes have you made?
I've got one thing quick. Would you send that out? I think that sounds so good that if Mary Lou sent it out to everyone, your banana and Siaga thing, I think that sounds really delicious.
It is. I'd like to hear some other feedback. I want you guys to try it. It's too simple not to, but I will make a note to send it to Mary Lou, since I don't have everybody's list either.
I have a question. What did McDougal say, anything about popcorn?
They had it there. They said, you know, watch the, oh, man, they had hundreds and hundreds of foods lined up on the back table that were their choices, of which I took pictures, and there might be pictures. Well, anyway, enough of that. But he said really watch the microwave stuff.
No. What if you're air-popping popcorn?
Oh, yeah, that's fine for a snack. I mean, you know, it depends on if you do like Denny and I used to, and that would sit down and eat, four or five quarts apiece in a bowl. That's not a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
But popcorn is fine for a snack.
Okay, thanks.
You know, moderation on all of these things, especially when you're replacing wholesome vegetables and whole fruits with snack food. But I'm trying to think, it's a fall back. Anyone else?
This is Molly Chong.
Uh-huh.
I had... been very lenient with my diet on the animal or plant diet, and I couldn't give up so much of the meat, so I thought of, hey, why don't I start doing more vegetable by juicing. So this weekend, I did that, and I feel very good.
With making juices and smoothies, you mean that type of thing?
Yeah, making juice out of vegetables so I could eat more vegetables. And I would, that is a way of giving up the animal protein.
Okay, well, we don't have to worry about the amount of protein we're getting. I think it's on about page 230, that chart that shows what you're getting from all of the veggies. They're really, I love that. That's Mary Lou's absolute favorite, and boy, it's gotten to be mine. In fact, I'm going to print it on the, Mimi came up with the idea to print it on the back of a business card, and we're going to do that and just hand it to people when they give us that number one question. Where do you get all your protein from? I'm looking for my notebook here, and I don't have it or my sinus study in front of me. But anyway, It's, you know, if that's a way of you get, my answer to that, Molly, is if that's a way of you getting started, then that's good. You know, whatever you can do to transition for you is a good start. Now, the other side of it, now, I'm not being negative, okay? You understand that. I'm just taking you the step, a reason for going the step further.
Yeah.
Is that when you juice, it doesn't react on your body. Even when you just make a smoothie like I do, I was doing lots of smoothies. And granted, in the summertime, that's easy. It tastes good. It's cold when my husband's outside working, and I would take them out to him. I will do that, but I will do it from a different perspective now because I have a little bit different understanding, that, and that is that my body is not getting exactly the same thing benefits that it is when I'm eating the whole food. And one of the big ones is on the digestive system. And, you know, the digestive system of our body is really the key to our health. It processes it differently. One, it's absorbed very quickly into the blood, so it does not have to go through all of the digestive system. So, and it's not as satisfying for as long. So, anyway, I'm only doing this to take you, help take you the next step when you're ready to, you know, make the move and put more of it into the solid form. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I still eat the vegetables and food like usual, but I put in more on vegetable juice.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, that there's reason for doing it the other way.
Sure, and the fibers cleanse the colon. And
right. When it goes through the intestinal tract, it breaks it down. Now, for the rationale of the plant-based, it is on page 230. And I could let Mary Lou do this very easily. But it took me a long time looking at that chart because I glance at things sometimes and I don't spend the time in detail. And the key is in the two columns, if you've got the China study, anybody wants to refer to it on page 230, is the key at the bottom where it says there's a column that says plant-based food and there's a column that says animal-based food. And the one, the plant-based, at the top, you could put in equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes. Now, that's not an unusual, you know, grouping of foods. And when you take that proportion and then compare it to equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk, the nutrient level is unbelievably different. And I'll give you just a couple of them, you know. One of the big things is fat. Well, we know we don't want so much fat in our diet. In that grouping of plant-based foods of equal parts, you'd have 4 grams of fat. In the same amount of grams in the animal-based, you'd have 36 grams of fat, which means you're going to have absolutely no cholesterol in the plant-based, and you're going to have 136 units of cholesterol. Which we don't want. That's the only way that we get cholesterol in our body from an outside source, other than what our body naturally manufactures that we need, is from animal-based products. So the protein in the same amount of plant to animal, in plant, it's 33 grams, and in animal, it's 34 grams. Or units, however they're measuring it here. I shouldn't be saying grams necessarily. So,
measuring by calories.
Pardon?
They're measuring by calories.
Oh, yeah, 500 calories of energy. I'm sorry. Thank you. Read the top level. Thank you. See, this is why you should be doing this one.
You're doing fine, sure.
Well, I'm learning, aren't I, by being forced to do it. You guys, you got to talk to more people. You got to teach it. And then guess what? You really absorb it. Right, Mary Lou?
That's right.
That's the only way it's going to become really, really useful to us and the millions of people that don't have a clue. They're being indoctrinated by the media, the drug companies, the fast food industry, all of these things, which is should be enough to rile you to move. I don't know. I get on my bandwagon. You guys know it. And the calcium, I'll just jump down to that one and let it go. The calcium level is in the plant-based is 545 versus 252. So without the dairy, look what we're doing in simple, everyday, ordinary foods that are easy. So, Mary Lou, comments, thoughts? What's going through your head this morning?
Well, I wish I would have gotten on quicker so I would have heard what you're putting on waffles.
Oh, but mashed bananas with Siaga dripped over the top. Mush the banana right in the peel. In fact, actually, you could just, they said, type it up and send it to Mary Lou so it goes out to everybody. That's good. This is Denny's idea. Mushed up banana, spread on your waffle or pancake, and then just dribble a little Siaga on top of that. And if you need to move it around, it'll move around really nice on that base of banana.
Oh,
yeah. It is really good.
Are you going to set?
We did start out with, I started out with a little bit of peanut butter on part of mine. That's usually the last few bites that I would take, and then banana on top of that, which is really good. But I didn't try the three together. I just did either or. So.
Are you going to send her your waffle or pancake recipe so that you'll have it all together?
Yes, I finally tried it about three different ways, and it was adjusting the type of cornmeal makes a huge, huge difference. And it took a, I like it much better because I like a crunchy exterior, outside and a soft inside. And with the coarser grind of oatmeal, you get with the coarser grind of cornmeal, you get a crisper outside. So anyway, it's a whole, like, pastry flour and cornmeal base, but I will. There's no eggs. It doesn't call for any of that, and I think it's like 2 tablespoons of oil or something. But I will do that. I will do that. I'm doing another one that's got a hominy base today, so we'll see how that one comes out.
One thing that Char told me when I was using just basmatic vinegar for my salads, because I like that, and she told me that wasn't, you know, alkaline enough, but she said mix 3 tablespoons of Siaga with 1 tablespoon of the vinegar for your salad dressing, and that's really good.
That's another one, yeah, and I think we sent that down way back when, but it could be repeated again, especially for people that are newer to it, because thank you, Lee. I forget about it because I just do it automatically. We have a jar mixed up in the refrigerator. I don't keep much on hand, but, you know, just so I don't have 2 bottles out every time, I do keep a little one.
So you're not putting oil in there anymore?
No, not putting any oil in. Just no reason. It really doesn't change the taste that much, and it just, processed food back, you know, a way of being able
to... Yeah, I forgot to say that one. You did tell me the oil with it, too.
Yeah.
Oil and Siaga and vinegar, but now I'm just using the Siaga and vinegar since I'm on the... when I'm on the weight thing, and I give it to Tom with the oil in it.
Yeah, and I just say, you know, don't waste any of it, guys. That's your antioxidant. It could be part of your antioxidant serving for the day of your Siaga, another way of getting it. So, yes, do I like this way of cooking? Oh, my goodness.
Getting back to the protein, I downsized that chart, and I carry it in my wallet, but two friends within the past week have said to me that they're watching their carbs, and I just listened. But McDougall in the Maximum book states in one of the first chapters that we are getting entirely too much protein anyway, and that our bodies need, I think it was 21 grams, it's on the left page of one of the chapters, but that we only need, our body only uses 21 grams a day. I think that's what the number was.
Well, it's somewhere between 20 and 30, and sometimes he'll say, well, we'll say high at 30 because we know that, you know, that's very doable. And so anywhere in that range. And, you know, when we figured out we were getting somewhere around, well over 100 grams a day when you counted the way we were eating previously, 100 grams a day, and that was considered a low-protein diet. That was not a high protein. That was nothing like Atkins and the ones that are considered high protein. So ours was not. It's the typical American as far as their intake with animal products and dairy products.
And that was only counting them, not including the vegetables that offer protein.
Yeah, not including the vegetables at all. Of course, we weren't getting that many servings of the, even some of the healthier vegetables we were relying on salads for than anything else. And a, you know, a spattering of beans here and there because it's way back because of the carb content. But no, you do not need to watch. We do not need to count protein. We do not need to count calories. We do not need to count carbs. If you're going to watch anything, watch your sodium and your fat intake. And you've got it made. The rest of it's all going to come in if you just do your balance. Eat from the buffet, your salad first, your big plate of greens, and scatter some beans over the top of it and other veggies, you know, sliced up. Yeah, I love what Mary Lou's done all the time. See how many veggies you can get in it. And have things ready to... clean and ready to, you know, throw in a salad. We're on, in fact, we just did a, we did another salad the other night, and to my amazement, it didn't hit number one rank with Denny, but it sure did with Janie and I, and it was a citrus green bean salad, and the green beans are now coming in from California. Thank you guys down there. Fresh green beans. I watched the timing on our cookware. Our cookware is so incredible. It said 8 minutes, you know, steam them like 8 minutes, crunchy, tender. Well, I set it for 7, and they were like probably 3 minutes overdone at least. So, you know, I would say if it says 8 minutes, you probably better start at no more than 5, maybe even 4 minutes once it started to steam, because the crunchy, they lost their brightness too fast also. But anyway, it was just real easy, and it did use just some orange juice and other stuff for the seasoning. But it was good, the combination. So we've got that will be a favorite. That'll be the one that gets repeated, whether Denny likes it or not. It'll grow on him. I know. He says cold green beans, and I said, dear, I've been making a 3-bean salad with cold green beans and wax beans all my life. And he forgot. Okay, anyone else?
Char, this is Brenda.
Yes.
Good morning. You know, I would like to address the lady who said she's having trouble with not eating meat, and she's been replacing it with juice.
Okay, please.
First of all, I would really like to congratulate you, because it is hard to give up meat. It's hard to give up your old way of life. I've been reading The Spectrum Diet by Dean Ornish, and he hits on the mental aspects of changing your diet a lot. And so far, I highly recommend this book. As far as giving up what you used to have, he mentions in there things like smoking is hard to give up because people say it's 21 or however many cigarettes are in there at Friends. Giving up the biscuits and gravy that my mother used to cook when I was a kid. It's an emotional tie. And knowing that you don't have to give it up is a big thing of power in changing your diet. Knowing that, you know what, if I want that biscuits and gravy, I can eat it. I choose not to eat it. And I choose not to eat it every day. It's the choices that we make. But if I do want it on a special occasion, I can eat it because I've now controlled what's going in my mouth. He says in here to make small gradual changes or big rapid changes. But he also says that you will have making it easier to make big changes because your taste buds switch faster. And point eight on what he says is there's no point in giving up something you enjoy unless you get something back that's even better and quickly. And that's a very important point. When you start changing what you're doing, you will feel a whole lot better, and it'll happen quickly. And then this morning, the part I was reading was all about the nutrients in the foods, and it lists all these foods and all the things that they do for you. which is a positive thought. And focusing on what you want to eat and what you can eat is just as important as what you don't eat. So remember always, let's see, what else can I eat that's absolutely delicious? What do I want? And you'll start gravitating toward those blueberries or those tomatoes or those bananas or things that you know are going to build your body up and make you feel empowered and strong. So
that's excellent, Brenda.
Meat is hard to give up. It's an we have an emotional tie to it. We have a family tie to it. We have an emotional tie to it. Yes, it's hard to give up. And if you don't want to give it up now, don't. You know, slack off of it. Replace it with more nutritious things that you can replace it with and start building that strength. Because in reading through here, a lot of these foods actually overcome the problems that the bad foods put into your body. So make sure you're putting stuff in to take care of what other sources in our environment are taking out. Get this book. This is a good book.
What is the title of that, Brenda?
It's Dean Ornish's new book, and it's not easy to find, The Spectrum.
Oh, The Spectrum. Okay, that's right. You said that the other day, and I wrote it down there.
You know, he says everybody has a spectrum of health. You know, one person who may be extremely healthy and well may not have to be as strict as another person who's faced with disease. So his spectrum of eating may be a different balance.
Right, and you know, you are so right in saying not thinking of it as depriving yourself of anything, because the minute you think that, then that's what you want. And I lost the call for about 30 seconds when I hung myself up here, and you may have just even said it that exact way. But when I say it was easy, and Brenda, you sound just like my son Vance talking to me, because for me it was easy. But I understand exactly what you're saying. For most people, they perceive it or it is much harder because it's part of its habit and part of it is taste buds. But mine, the mental, was so strong that, you know, I just related it to something that was really bad for my body. And no, I didn't have to give it up, but why would I make the choice to put it in when I had the choice to eat something that was really, really good for my body? And so for me, that outweighed it and made it very easy. And the more I read, and of course I stuck my nose in the China study and just hardly took it out, I was just getting that put in, you know, continually into my brain. And that's the way I saw it. So, but it's different for all of us. And any change made in that direction is going to be beneficial for you. And, you know, I just suggest that you, like what Brenda's saying, is continue on down that path. But thanks, Brenda, for explaining it very, very well and very well put.
Yes. I started really, you know, think it is something that I must do is after listening to the CD, Discovering the China Study, that Vince interviewed Sherrod Rogers and other guests. And so it is so compelling that I must do. So that's how make me almost to the point of crying. I have to give up meat.
But now, well, like you said, we don't have to do it, but we do it because we know it's good for us. And then as you acquire the taste for the other foods, that hamburger patty or that steak, even when they show it on TV, just doesn't outweigh some of the stuff I'm eating by any means. And yes, I can still think of the flavor of, you know, a juicy piece of prime rib, but, you know, I haven't wanted to put it in my mouth, to be honest with you guys.
Molly?
Yeah, now I have to thinking or emotional attachment, it is for the optimum health. It's not that somebody made me to. So it is out of my own will.
That's your drive. I understand. And somebody else wanted to... Oh, you can't.
I was just going
to
say, Molly, if you're having trouble getting off of meat, if that's your big thing, watch the Rave DVD.
Okay, where did I get that?
Pardon me?
Where do I get that?
Go to ravediet.com.
R-A?
R-A-V as in Victor E, diet. All one word.
Solid.
Yeah, I heard Yvonne talking about that, but I didn't ask her where to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm keeping my egg white. How's that?
Watch the DVD, and then we'll talk.
We're hardcore, aren't we, Nancy?
what Brenda was saying is so true, because we all think of Thanksgiving, and we think of turkey. And I said last year, you know, just because Thanksgiving is coming and I'm not eating meat doesn't mean I'm not going to have a little piece of turkey for Thanksgiving. And I did. And you know what? I'm still here. How many months later?
Yeah, right.
Now, Marty already brought up, are we having the kids for Memorial Day? And Memorial Day means hamburgers. And I said, okay. I said, but I'm not sure what we're serving. And this is something I was going to talk about tomorrow. So get your thoughts together, guys.
Good idea. And with that, you know, I think we better close off. I've got my husband that just poured my soured almond milk, rice, almond rice, soy, okay, whatever I have for a combination over the top of his cereal, and he's not happy. Anyway, guys, closing comment from anyone?
Yeah, before you go, I just want to, my understanding of the maximum diet, for lack of a better word right now, is that you really need to concentrate mostly on the veggies. When you're hungry during the day, eat veggies. Your main meal portion is veggies, and that's what's going to produce the best results. Am I correct in that?
You are definitely correct, but don't forget to put in some starch when you're looking for your satisfaction there, because you do need that also. But, yes, you're definitely exactly right. Your veggies are where you're going to get the bulk of it, and that's